You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi everyone, this is Shovik and welcome to the Mint TechCetera podcast. I cover technology for Mint, where we try to make boring tech sound cool for you and hope that we don't end up making cool tech sound boring. Tune in as we decode the latest from the world of technology in India and around the world every week. On the 19th of October, Google hosted its latest India event, which is, well, not very creatively named because it's called Google for India. Nevertheless, the Google for India event has been known for being the flagship event where Google announces its intentions and projects that are specifically meant for the India market. Now, over time, there have been multiple such announcements, which includes things like Google's Project Vani, which, as you would have known, is Google's efforts to build a dataset of local Indian languages, which in turn would be offered to academics and thereafter used for research on generative AI. But all of that is a little boring because this year, out of nowhere, we had on stage in India Rick Osterloh, who heads the hardware division for Google. Now, Rick came on stage to make a very pivotal announcement alongside the Union IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, going on stage to say that Google, going forward, is going to make its Pixel phones in India. Now, this announcement came soon after Google launched its Pixel 8 and 8 Pro smartphones in the country. Now, to be fair, Google doesn't exactly have the kind of fanfare that Apple has for its iPhones, at least in the commonplace consumer circles. Even though in the enthusiast category, a Pixel phone is looked at quite at the same rank as the iPhone. But nevertheless, Google announcing that it will make its Pixel phones in India is a pretty significant announcement for multiple reasons. Now, even though the Pixel phones don't have similar fanfare, Google announcing that it will make its smartphones in India is kind of significant for multiple reasons. But before that, let's get something straight off the bat. You see, Google's announcement comes as a very early stage announcement, which means that you can't quite go and buy a Made in India Pixel phone, say, next week. In conversation with journalists after the announcement, Osterloh happened to mention that Google is actually just in talks with manufacturing partners right now. This means that the company hasn't exactly narrowed down on who it wants to make its Pixel phones with, which also means that it is yet to decide further things such as the scale of manufacturing, the overall volume of manufacturing, whether it wants to cater to just the India market with its India manufacturing or whether it will export from this market as well. But at this point of time, you might be wondering that, hold on a second, the Google Pixel phones aren't exactly hot sellers the way Apple's iPhones have turned out to be of late, at least in the premium market. So why are we making a big deal out of a smartphone that doesn't exactly sell by the millions in India? You see, the announcement by Google has multiple connotations. At the heart of this is, as Rick Osterloh mentioned in his conversation with journalists, is that as Google, the company wants to be compliant and supportive of all the initiatives and incentives that the government is putting out for tech companies around the world. Google has a massive India operation for its search product and advertisement product. And even though the India market still accounts for a pretty small percentage, which is around 1 to 2% of its global revenue, the India market by volume is absolutely massive and therefore critical for Google. Now, making its smartphones in India, which is to say assembling its smartphones in India, just by itself doesn't exactly mean that it is going to change things in the market. And Google doesn't exactly have the kind of shipment scales the way a Samsung does, or even for that matter Apple does, to kind of shake things up in the supply chain or anything else for that matter when it comes to the hardware side of things. Nevertheless, the announcements that have so far come under Make in India has suggested that most companies that have significant volumes are looking at India as a market to make smartphones out of. And by doing so, these companies are getting something that helps them diversify their supply chain beyond China and build the overall volume of shipments in a way that would help them diversify and continue their shipments in case of a global geopolitical conflict. Let me put this in simple terms. Say, for instance, some sort of a geopolitical conflict breaks out where China is involved but India isn't. In such a case, device shipments from China, which is the manufacturing hub of all electronics in the world, is likely to get disrupted. However, in India, given that this geopolitical conflict would not directly involve India, shipments from this country can still go on at a steady pace. Now, this is something that most companies got a first-hand example of when the COVID-19 pandemic broke out and all factories in China had to shut down. The global supply chain for electronics got disrupted, and the chip shortage saga went on for such a long time that it continued to disrupt multiple industries beyond just technology. This is something that spurred companies on to diversify their supply chain beyond China to markets like Vietnam and now India. On this note, India is looking at roping in large companies and large brands to show that its Make in India initiative is indeed successful and the biggest companies are going ahead to adopt it. India already has manufacturers such as Foxconn, which is operating in India under a local partnership. Now, these companies are steadily building up scale of their factories, which in simpler terms means that going forward, more and more and more companies are going to be able to make millions of smartphones every year. And it is this purpose that Google's local manufacturing will serve, in the sense that Google, with its brand might, becomes an entity that can be a flag bearer of India's local manufacturing prowess. You see, Google's Pixel phones are pretty sophisticated flagship devices that have reasonably advanced features. And even though Google doesn't really have the kind of scale that Samsung's or Apple's flagship phones would have around the world and even in India, its overall shipment scale is rising indeed. On that note, Google becomes a significant brand for India's Make in India showcase. It is this that many stakeholders within the government and advisors to the government have continued to say will be the soft power of geographies going forward. And that soft power will lie in how many large brands can a country's local manufacturing and local development initiatives attract. A similar analogy can be drawn to the India Semiconductor Mission, which right now is looking to draw in all global chip-making majors to set up some form of a facility in the country. It's not like India is going to gain a massive amount of economy benefit overnight. But it's that when such devices are increasingly made locally, there will of course be a geopolitical advantage that going forward, we will rely lesser and lesser on other countries to import components from them in order to build things. This is particularly important for the chip industry because today, pretty much everything that you see around has a chip inside. Being able to attract some of the top names in the global chip making industry will mean that India will have a soft power of independence from other geographies, in the sense that even in case of a global disruption, India's overall supply chain in the tech domain will not get disrupted. But anyway, coming back to the point of Google, you see, the case in hand is that Google's addition to the Make in India narrative gives it even further credence, which it gained significantly when Apple's iPhones started being made in India in line with the global manufacturing timelines. Over time, India wants to be seen as a market that is absolutely serious as a manufacturing hub and is not an afterthought that comes after China and as a secondary additional market. Sure, for some time, India's volumes are going to be much lower than China, as right now China manufactures almost 4 times the number of smartphones that India does. But going forward, India wants to become one of the primary markets for devices to be made out of, and India has the advantage of having affordable labor, having plenty of land to offer to manufacturers, and government incentives to back them up too. Under such circumstances, having a name like Google attached to the Make in India narrative is going to help the country gain credence, in the sense that even a premium smartphone manufacturer can get a certain section of its assembly line to India and continue to supply not only the domestic market but also export to international markets. During its Google for India event, the company also stated that they will start with smartphones, but they're open to making more and more of its ecosystem of devices in the country, which means that in a way, Google also bolstered Make in India's reputation even further beyond just smartphones. And at the end of the day, it is this that India will gain from Google when it comes to making Google Pixel phones in the country. Google, well, doesn't stand to lose anything when it comes to locally manufacturing its smartphones. You see, Google isn't exactly a manufacturer. It comes up with its design and it asks a manufacturing partner to make its smartphones. In this regard, the typical manufacturers that it works with in China and in other markets also have their facilities in India, which means that Google will not have a direct capital expenditure in setting up a manufacturing facility in India, and that investment onus will lie with the manufacturing partner itself. This in turn means that essentially Google doesn't stand to lose anything by diversifying its manufacturing chain, and in fact will gain from the geopolitical standpoint as well as gaining the Indian government's support. Which basically means that Google's local manufacturing of Pixel phones really has more thought and strategization going behind it than what you might have expected. That's really a bit of a surprise. Or if you come to think about it, it's really not that much of a surprise at all. That's it for this time. See you next week. So that's that for this episode. We really hope that you enjoyed what we discussed. And if you have suggestions in terms of what more we can cover as part of our podcast, do let us know. You can catch me at Distant Vicinity on Twitter and at Shovik Das on Instagram. Thank you so much. See you next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.